distance goes between people. You try to crash the borders between audience and performers. Why are you interested in that kind of work, and what is this work bringing to you?
If the performer and audience stay in one place, same on the ground, and then if people see both, can see both, how to recognize the dancers and performers? For example, on the street, I start to dance on the street, okay? But the people couldn't really understand, I'm dancing, I'm normal walking, or people dancing, or people normal walking, you know, it's really ambiguous situation. But one of the principle of the dance performance is to make an obvious border about this. Means we have kind of secret consensus between audience and performance. I will perform, I will watch, okay? So I'm not intrude to the dance. So also dancer, I don't intrude the audience. They have kind of secretly commit to each other to make the safe situation. But if this secret commitment or engagement or something, if it could be broken, so what happened or what kind of situation can break that secret commitment or connection? So this is this 2-3 years my main topic. One more thing is okay, dancer on the stage, they are dancing. Usually that kind of dance doesn't explain what they are doing, right? They don't explain to the audience, and the audience just look, ah, beautiful movement, ah, nice picture, and oh, maybe this is the meaning of this, like this, or stories like this, or message like this. This is work for the audience. And then dancers' performance, they expect the people understand, or people guess, estimate, imagine like this way, you know? This is very the commitment of the theater work, actually. So I don't like it. Even my solo performance, before my solo performance, always I'm saying to the people, my performance doesn't have any meaning. My performance doesn't have any message. Don't think about this, please. Because no meaning to think about the meaning. So, this is my main topic of the Ghost Between People.
With this work, you try to involve audience also into the performing. You're mixing performers and audience together. How do you do that?
Well, if you see the performance by the performer, around this performer, if you can see the audience, usually we understand they are audience, they are performer. Your consciousness exclude the audience and try to concentrate the performance. But if you cannot do that, you have to see the audience with performer together. And then if this audience, performer, this picture together is nice or fascinating, so audience is already in the performance, in your consciousness, your thinking, or your image, you know. So this is the only way. But not only way, this is one of the way how to include. Even that audience, they are not thinking, I'm not included in the performance, but if they are watched also.
What did you find out with this work? What kind of results does it bring?
On the street, you can see a lot of people, and you are very enchanted to see the people by the people. Walking, sitting, talking, laughing, or calling each other, or begging money, sleeping. A lot of things happen on the street, in the city. There's no border. You see the super rich people walking in front of the homeless people, or old people walking with child, or handicapped people walking. Any kind of mixture, if you see nicely, it's nice. Anede. So this is my point. But if you include, exclude, of course you can see only the person who you are interested in, but of course, but if you include, you can see the whole, you know. This is a kind of first idea. For example, a performer here, they are not watching the performance. They are ignoring the performance. And you are watching other part. You can see she's dancing, he's dancing around the people. They are ignoring his dancing. And if you think only the performance, you feel like, sad she's dancing alone because people are ignoring what she's doing. But if you can see the both things, how they are ignoring, or how all this picture coming together, it's not normal sad. This is a situation. Actually, dance is situation. Dance exists everywhere, but dance doesn't exist anywhere. Because dance is not fixed presence. It's event. It's a situation.
How is Bhutto involved in this? Does Bhutto originally works with these concepts like performer and audience? How is the relationship between them? Or this is your unique thing, your Bhutto?
The Bhutto dance has a, I understand that now, like two ways. One way is to follow the very original figure of the Bhutto dance made by Tatsumi Hijikata. He and his company and his descendant, disciples, student created this white paint and shaved head and like a grungy clothes and, you know, Japanese exotic grotesque figure, such a thing. And one more way is Kazuo Ono. He started improvisation, and total improvisation, no fixed choreography, and he started. And then Min Tanaka, he also started the improvisation, but he really included the environment. His main topic was how to dance with environment. I'm obviously on the way of this second improvisational dance way, performance. And then also I'm very interested in to dance with environment. Not like using the environment using an environment as background or something. No. How to communicate with the environment, or how to interpret the world. This is my main topic, one of the main topic. In this way, dance is an interpretation of the world which you are facing now. I can dance everywhere to feel the environment where I'm in. I start to dance, I try to put this environment in my body, interpret, transform my impression from the environment into my body and express. I started to think about the audience, because audience is one of the elements of the environment. How to include the audience to my performance. Well, music also environment. Other dances also environment. In this case, all this element value is equal. My Butoh dance is improvisation with environment.
This performance goes between people. It's completely new way of work for you, or
not really new way. Mm-hmm. Since go back to 1998, I also made one choreographic piece for this big competition. I'm calling that one is to organize the coincidence. I'm not using I'm not cooperating with professional dancers a lot. Last time also, in 1998 also. Just meet someone in the work part-time job and, hey, you're looking good. Your presence is interesting. Oh, come to my performance and do something. In such a way I was doing. And this time also, only Gregor is professional dancer, I think. And the other is not really working in a exclusively dance field. So I think dance is not technique. Dance is presence. And then if you can get a good presence, it would be able to become the dance. So how that dance coming out from the performance? I have a definition: performance, dance, and movement. It's all different, slightly different. I don't mix it. Performance sometimes become the dance, but some performance doesn't become a dance. Mm-hmm. Movement sometimes become dance, but sometimes not just movement, you know? Mm-hmm. It's like Olympic, the movement. Yeah. In a sport, this is super movement, but they don't call dance. This is not dance, mm-hmm. You know? What is different of the dance or performance? Or what the border of the movement and dance? And what the difference of the performative state or not performative state? Or normal state or dancing state? This is all my question, and I wanted to put all my idea in the performance.
When did you start with this work, putting borders away between audience and performers?
So 1998. Actually, this comes from the studying of the history of theater in Europe. Actually, theater was the world, like a globe theater by Shakespeare in England. And then that globe theater has a king, center of the world. And then there's a center, king's place. All the perspective is come to the center of the king's place. And then this all things is only for the center of the audience, which king sit down.
Okay.
For example, this is one of the definition in the Victorian era, before Victorian era, something like this. And also theater is proscenium. Proscenium is frame, mm-hmm. like paint. Mm-hmm. So people really wanted to see the theater work, performance, as moving picture in the theater. It was very interesting for me. And then my first choreographic work, 1998, is about that this proscenium. What is proscenium theater? What the perspective on the theater? And what the what the connection in the audience and theater during the performance?
I guess you'll continue with this work in the future.
Yeah. I don't know about the future. I want to finish this duet medley to me anyway, because I put a lot of my thing, my interest and my wish and then how it works, I don't know yet.
Okay.
After this duet medal with me, probably I can see my direction more clearly. But of course I will continue my solo work. Yeah, it's very nice to work with people. They are not professional dancer, not really has a technique or something, a study, but still they wish to dance or wish to find a dance, their own dance. It's really nice to work with such a people.